Folks, everyone knows the next medical crisis is just around the corner. Whether it comes in the form of a pandemic or something much more mundane like a tick bite, you and your family need to be prepared. That's what we learned from this last pandemic, right? That's where the Wellness Company comes in. You know the Wellness Company. We have their great doctors like Dr. Peter McCullough on all the time on our shows. The Wellness Company and their doctors are medical professionals that you can trust, and the new medical emergency kits are the gold standard when it comes to keeping you safe and healthy, and most importantly, prepared. Be ready for anything. This medical emergency kit contains an assortment of life-saving medications, including ivermectin and Z-Pak. The medical emergency kit provides a guidebook to aid in the safe use of all of these life-saving medications, so you know what you're doing. From anthrax to tick bites to COVID and even the bioweapon like the plague, the Wellness Company's medical emergency kit is exactly what you need to have on hand to be prepared. Rest assured knowing that you have emergency antibiotics, antivirals, and antiparasitics on hand to keep you and your family safe from whatever the globalists throw your way. Go to www.twchealth.com/justnews today in order. That's twc.health/justnews and use the promo code justnews to save 10%. Hello, America, and welcome to a new edition of John Solomon Reports, a podcast from Just the News, where today on this show, we're going to have Congresswoman Claudia Tenney from the great state of New York. She's joining us. Congresswoman Tenney has a fascinating story. She came in on the wave of the Trump election of 2016. She got ousted during the Democratic wave of 2018, and she won and came back in 2020, barely, just a few hundred votes. To recapture her seat in 2020. And she has been a voice of not only the Trump agenda, but I think of common sense. You know, one of the things that we live in this era right now, and I hear so often, why are we so extreme? Why are we so angry? Why are we so crazy? Why are we so violent? Why can't common sense prevail? And as you know, common sense has been here since the beginning of the American experience. In fact, it was the name of a famous pamphlet that went around, I believe, Thomas Paine in the 1770s. America was founded on common sense. And when we get a little on the crazy side, common sense comes back. And I think Congresswoman Tenney really has a message that resonates at that common sense level, whether it's border control, whether it's Maxine Waters, whether it is Joe Biden's agenda, spending, MLB's anti-Trump exemption, I'm sorry, antitrust exemption. I guess they have an anti-Trump exemption too, it appears. All those things have been put together in an important paradigm. And I think when you listen to the Congresswoman, you'll hear today that there are many ways for conservatives, Republicans, centrists, even Democrats, to connect better with the American people who are distrustful of censorship, distrustful of disorder and lawlessness, who are distrustful of open borders, who are distrustful of extravagant government spending. I think Congresswoman Tenney is going to talk a little bit about the message that connects. She's in that purple district. She's got the ability to win it. She's shown it not once, but twice. And I think listening to her about those issues and also about the issues of oversight that our government is not doing a good job on, a really great opportunity. Now, before we get to that interview, we'll have Congressman Claudia Tenney on here in just a few minutes, so bear with us. We'll have her on in a few seconds. I wanted to go to one of the stories on the site today because one of the things that we try to do as an investigative news organization, as a news organization, as a fact-driven news organization, is to follow the money. So if you're a company that opposes Georgia and its voting laws, but you're still doing business with Communist China, which represses voting, as you've seen in Hong Kong, we try to highlight that. But we've got one today that I think is really important. If you remember last year when it was first suggested that the Wuhan Virology Institute in Wuhan, China, may have been an accidental source of the coronavirus outbreak, there was all sorts of catcalls and criticisms and vitriolic attacks and cancel culture aimed at President Trump, at Peter Navarro, at Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, many others. But over time, the facts have prevailed, and now there is a growing belief, a growing consensus that this virus was not naturally evolving and that it could have come from this lab. And so you begin to take a look then at who are some of the people involved with the lab and where do they get some of their money. And, you know, we have highlighted at Just the News several times this nonprofit that, you know, had a connection to the lab. It was called EcoHealth Alliance out of New York. It's a biomedical nonprofit. It's headed by a British zoologist by the name of Peter Daszak, respected man. But, you know, they had been under scrutiny for some time for funding some of their money. There were tax dollars that came from NIH, as I recall, to the Wuhan Institute of Virology. And a lot of people have questioned, well, what's going on there? Were they doing gain of function? Were they change the virus, make it more weaponized or more dangerous, or just change its function in general? There's a lot of denials, a lot of unclear answers as to what was happening, why, and before. But one thing that is known about EcoHealth Alliance, thanks to the good work of my colleague, Daniel Payne, is that it was getting significant relief funding last year from the COVID relief program. I believe we've tracked about $1.5 million in tax dollars that went to it for COVID relief. And I think one of the questions that comes is we want to support all businesses that were hit hard by the pandemic. But this particular nonprofit, its work for the NIH and its relationship with the Wuhan Virology Institute just hasn't been fully explored. And it raises that question. What sort of due diligence did the government do on the PPP loans, on NIH grants, so many other things? And I don't think we know the answer. And I think that was the point of the story today, which is when you follow the money, some of it goes to a controversial outlay to a nonprofit with ties to the Chinese Research Center. And have we done our due diligence? If you listen to WHO, World Health Organization, they try to poo-poo the idea of Wuhan. When you talk to State Department officials, U.S. intelligence officials, former Trump officials, current Biden officials, there seems to be growing suspect that the virus may have accidentally escaped through bad protocol or practices, the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Now, it hasn't been proven, but there's some reason why our smartest intel health and other officials, heck, the former head of the CDC, Robert Redingfield, said he thought it came from there. Peter Navarro said he thought it came from there. I think the president, Mike Pompeo, made pretty clear. That many smart people saying it makes you wonder, what don't we know? What don't we know about the relationships, the protections? And so following the money is an important part of our job. And I think today, Daniel Payne provided a public service by tracking this new money that went in 2020 to this nonprofit, for which there are still questions about its work at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. And we're just working to get more truth. We're trying to find out more about what the work really was, what it was done, what FOIAs are out there. I suspect we're going to break a lot more news on this. But again, it's the sort of journalism we do every day, and I think it's important journalism. Hope you enjoy it. Now, we're going to take that quick commercial break. When we come back, Congresswoman Claudia Tenney from New York joining us after the commercial break. Hey, folks, can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is right at our doorstep? By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from a turbulent market and economic downturns. All you got to do is put your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion dollar trade deficit and ongoing geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide from my good friends at Genesis Gold. To do that, call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-200. G-O-L-D, gold. That's 800-200-GOLD. And find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time, let me give you the number. It's 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653, or gold. Or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold, welcome to the John Solomon, Just the News family. All right, folks, welcome back from the commercial break. And as promised, a very special guest, somebody who's back in Congress. I know a lot of people are excited about that and making a splash already with lots of different policy ideas and movements. Joining us right now is Congresswoman Claudia Tenney from the great state of New York. Congresswoman, welcome aboard.
Thank you so much. It's such an honor to be on. You're doing a great job.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, it's so good to have you back in Congress. And I know you're you got a late start, but you're making a big splash already. And I want to start with one of the things we were just talking about off air that I think is so important. You're working on creating an election integrity caucus and really trying to get the messaging right for conservatives and centrists and common sense people to support election integrity. Tell us how that's going.
Yeah, it's been great. We've got, I think, 25 or 30 co-sponsors are already or members of the caucus. I'm actually co-chairing it with Congressman Mike Garcia, who is also won a very close race and on top of a special election out in California.
Right.
And he's just, we both know what it's like to have a close election. We both come from very blue states with very liberal voting laws that we think in some cases are harmful and undermine the integrity of our vote. And that's something that the main purpose of the caucus is to make sure that everyone understands how sacred their right to vote is in this country. To have a private vote without someone leaning on you and knowing how you voted, and also to make sure that our voter rolls have integrity and that your vote, as sacred as it is not undermined by having these rolls just taken advantage of. And also so people know that, yes, your vote does count. And Mike's race and my race, I won by 109 votes and Mike won by 333.
That's amazing.
So we want people to realize it really is important to vote. And we want to stop this narrative that the Democrats keep putting out that somehow Republicans want to suppress the vote. Quite the contrary. And why it's so important, Mike, who is just a great American hero. I mean, he is a Naval Academy graduate, a former pilot. He's a strong conservative. I'm actually a Naval Academy mom. My son graduated from the Naval Academy.
That's right.
He's serving in the Marine Corps. So between the two of us, we think about all the people in this great country who have either lost life or limb to preserve the right to vote, a cornerstone of our representational government. And so we want to make sure that everyone votes. We'd like to see every single legal person get out and vote. We don't want to suppress votes. We want to stop the vote harvesting that is going on with Democrats. And I call it vote trafficking because it's really illegal, a lot of the things that they're trying to do with their signature legislation, which is called HR1. And you've heard other people call it the Corrupt Politicians Act.
Right.
It's that too. But there's so much in that bill that is so bad for our country and would actually federalize elections and allow the federal government and whoever the partisan leaders are in the federal government, whether they're Republican or they're Democrat, would completely control elections at the state and local level. And that's just something we can't allow to happen, you know, especially, you know, I'm a great believer in our Constitution and preserving it and our 10th Amendment rights and the understanding that actually all the rights that aren't taken away from us by the federal government are actually preserved under our Constitution for the states and for the people.
Yeah, such a great point. And as you know, the Founding Fathers intended for the local and state officials to have that control in the election, not to have it federalized the way HR1 is proposing. Now, a sidebar to this epic fight for election integrity has been what went on in Atlanta. Georgia passes a law. Stacey Abrams creates a counter offensive against it, and Major League Baseball just pulls its all-star game out of Georgia and moves it to Denver. It costs $100 million by most estimates for African-American businesses in the Atlanta region. You have some concerns about MLB and its antitrust exemption. Talk about what might happen on that front.
Yeah, well, when I first saw this, I realized our President Joe Biden just took a knee-jerk reaction, just jumped on the issue and said, oh, these is, you know, because Stacey Abrams said so, this has got to be a bad law. And they immediately hurt all these businesses by saying, we're going to move the All-Star game out and we're going to put it over and we're going to, you know, move it to Colorado, which actually has much harsher election laws.
They do.
So it was a mistake. They're so unself-aware. I think the right move would have been to say, oops, you know, we made a mistake. Let's go back and correct ourselves. But they didn't, you know, so they're doubling down on this. And really what they're doing is undermining integrity. They're claiming that somehow people who, requiring, for example, people to show a voter ID, you know, something that's 70% of voters, and most Democrats actually support voter ID. But, you know, some of the other rules that they said, they made a mistake. They said, well, you know, they're actually suppressing the vote and having less days, when in fact the opposite was true. So my concern is, why is MLB getting involved in politics at all? This is more of the politicization of our culture. You know, everything we do has to have politics. It's like the moving the Supreme Court and packing the court, adding 9 to 13.
Right.
So we have a super legislature. Just another legislature is what the Supreme Court is going to be reduced to, which is exactly the opposite of what it's supposed to be. So I see the MLB here. They have these special exemptions. Nobody else can engage in the type of business that the MLB is. It's a preserved antitrust exemption that they have. Let's get rid of that. Let's make them compete like everyone else and have to be accountable to everyone. So say a professional baseball player would like to go out and start their own team. Well, you can't do it because MLB has a monopoly. That's actually contrary to what our system of government stands for. And so make them compete just like everyone else. And I bet if they hadn't had this antitrust exemption, they might have thought twice about what they've done to businesses and to the MLB in politicizing it and going down that road. I think people have to feel I know there's a lot of pressure in society, particularly with young people, but we have to have the courage to stand up for what's right. And we have to be able to admit when there was a mistake. I think the greatest move would have been for our president and Stacey Abrams and others to say, you know, we made a mistake. And let me tell you something. The commissioner of the MLB is a great guy. He's from my district.
Yeah.
He's from Rome, New York. You know, so, Rob Manfred
Rome, New York.
And so I think that they just, you know, we cannot continue to politicize everywhere where we have some kind of, sanctuary away from politics. I love baseball. I love sports. I love to go to an event. But the last thing I want to deal with, since I deal with politics all day like you do, I like to relax. I like to see great athletes. I like to see entertainment. I like to see something other than politics in my life. And that's one of those safe havens we've taken away.
It's such a great point. And, you know, it's in business now. It's everywhere. I mean, you've got Coca-Cola, you got all these companies. And I think your message is stick to baseball, stick to business, and leave politics to politicians. And let's get back America to normal. It's so amazing to watch. You've been a very strong voice for years on the border and the importance of security. In fact, I think I saw you tweet out recently a famous Ben Franklin quote if you are willing to give up a little of your liberty for safety, then you probably don't deserve liberty or safety. How concerned are you about what's going on at the border and the lack of COVID protocol, the lack of preparation, the overrunning of the local communities at the southern border? What are some of the things that are going wrong, and where can we create fixes? Where are there bipartisan fixes?
Yeah, this is another issue that's being distorted and wrongly maligned by the left, and unfortunately the administration refuses to do something about the border. I did visit the border. I was in the El Paso sector. I got to see firsthand. I went to a child processing center, and I also went to the border itself. And, you know, much like our right to vote that I alluded to earlier, the right of citizenship should also be something sacred. And I think our newer immigrants actually have, in some ways, more respect and reverence for being a citizen of this great country and the freedoms that we preserve and protect. And yet on the border, what I'm seeing is if only our vice president, who is tasked with, you know, dealing with the situation now by the president, would just go and speak with border agents and see what they're dealing with on a daily basis. This is about enriching cartels, people who are human trafficking children, you know, young children, sometimes there's adults, but it's particularly the children that is so egregious. And we've seen these horrible videos of children being dropped over the border wall, or children being left in abandoned areas to press a beacon. And our border patrol, instead of patrolling the border to keep illegal fentanyl and illegal immigrants and people who would do harm to this country, you know, who could be on the terrorist watch list, instead of doing that, we're rescuing these children from human traffickers. And once these children get across the border, you know, they're going into the country. They don't really know if, you know, they said that I have an aunt or uncle that lives somewhere or a parent. We don't even know if that's true. But the money being made and funneled for this purpose is so wrong in so many ways. It's inhumane to the children. You know, and our border agents, I have to give them, they were terrific when I met with them. This woman I met with on the border, I hate to even mention her name because I don't want her to get in trouble, but her name was Chief Chavez. She was a real dynamic leader. She is so compassionate, cares so much about these children. We went in and talked to and met with a lot of the children, the ones who had already been through medical care. But again, when you mentioned diseases, 7 times the rate of COVID virus contraction rates from these children.
Wow.
Many of them have mumps, measles, chickenpox, things that we've eradicated for the most part. And then some of the adults even have tuberculosis. So we're bringing all these diseases into our country, and a huge number of them have lice. So we have to deal with, you know, that process when they first come in to eliminate that. And I feel so terribly for the kids. I mean, as a mom, it just breaks my heart. I mean, they don't know why they're there. They just know they're there because somebody has sent them there. And it's that, and what we need to do is close the border off. They showed us all along the border areas where the wall, you know, the wall barriers, they call them barriers, not a wall.
Right.
But where all the bastions are all lined up and piled up with the wall that's been paid for, just needs to be completed and constructed to slow down this flow of people across the wall. And we you know, Joe Biden's, our president's executive order right off the bat immediately just cut off all the policies of the Trump administration, not because they were good or bad policies, just because they were Trump policies. And that really seems to be the only rationale at this point.
You mentioned the health situation where you have people, you know, sitting side by side by side, where there's not masks, there's not social distancing. I think even Anthony Fauci said the border situation is not complying with the COVID rules that we're asking the rest of America to. Is there an impending health crisis that could break out there because of the way this has been handled?
Well, there could be. I will tell you this. I have heard, and this is anecdotal, that a lot of these children are being bused to airports, being put on unmarked planes, and being taken to various parts of the country. You know, potentially, I mean, obviously children have a different level of reaction to the COVID virus, but they still are capable of spreading it, as with their family members. But, you know, I got in the airport in El Paso to fly out, and there were children that were obviously people from the processing center who were there, who were being flown somewhere at taxpayers' expense, by the way. All of this is at huge expense to the taxpayers.
And
you think about all the money we're spending when we had come up with some pretty decent solutions. I'm not saying they were perfect, but they were better solutions to slow this down, to help the border, protect the border from, you know, dangerous people as well. I mean, you know, there were dangerous people coming across the border. They indicated to me that when I spoke with agents, there were 39 different people from 39 different countries coming across the border, not just South and Central America. They were coming from all over. And the price for bringing someone from Europe or the Middle East or Asia is even more for the cartels to get them across the border. So, this problem is sad. I mean, there are 5 million people allegedly waiting in line to become legal citizens of this country. Some of them are friends of mine, you know, from the former Yugoslavia who didn't get asylum. They're living in Canada. They're from all over the world who cannot get, they're waiting in line to do this legally. And so at some point we have to say, do we respect the rule of law? Do we respect the sacredness of our citizenship and how valuable it is to be a citizen of this great country? You know, you want to reap the benefits of this country, but there are also obligations. There are obligations of citizenship. Voting is one that I hope people see as, you know, obviously you don't have to, but, you know, joyfully do the things that you get to do freely that you can't do in other countries. And I think that's where we have got to get back to those kinds of roots in this country, which I think we've lost our way in some way by the politicization of everything that's up in Washington.
It really is. And it's so many people in the main America, away from all of those centers of power, just can't, they're rolling their eyes. They can't believe some of the conversations that are going on. Now, you've won a race in a very tight district, and you keep finding winning formulas in an era where Democrats are saying voter ID is Jim Crow. You can't use the word illegal or alien. and that to insist on law and order at the border or just following the law at the border is racist. There's all of these sort of catchphrases that they've done. What is a winning message? If Republicans are going to win back the Congress in 2022, what do you think are the key issues, the key messages? You often talk about using the right words, the right terminology. Where can Republicans succeed in 2022 with all of this other insanity going on?
Well, I think there's common sense and reasonableness. I mean, concepts like defunding the police, allowing people to in over the border without having any proof, imposing penalty, you know, the taxpayers with this massive debt, putting out infrastructure bills that only contain 9% or 6% of actual infrastructure that deal with social programs and engineering and power grabs and moving, shifting power away from the people in the states into the federal side. A lot of it, you know, just real general rules. I mean, people just want to deal with common sense. They don't want to be controlled. I mean, I can tell you a difference, though. A lot of people maybe listening on this podcast are from other parts of the country. I go from New York, and I love New York. I live across the street from the house I grew up in. It's a wonderful community.
How cool is that?
I mean, I actually live in our former congressman's house, who was in Congress in the 60s and 70s.
Wow.
And he built it as his retirement home, and my husband and I bought it from our widow. But, you know, there's a lack of sort of common sense and innocence, even in New York. And New York has become so laden with bureaucracy and government control. You can almost feel the oppression in New York from the government for rules, for everything that we have. And there's no sense of freedom or allowing people to live their lives in the way that they choose. And I think that that's a big problem that I see that people want to look for. Freedom is an important element of what we stand for. It's everything our Constitution stands for. So to me, I would say going out and talking about being free, I mean, we are taxed to the hilt in New York. We have so many rules and regulations. We have just oppressed our small business community to the point where most people can't survive. We've been taken over by these big box stores and big companies that can displace all those small business owners. I'm a small business owner. I mean, we're lucky we're still alive. We're in our 75th year. We do small manufacturing, but boy, we've had our hard days, and the COVID crisis nearly knocked us out, especially with lockdown.
Sure.
We struggled to become an essential business because we were doing some work. And so it's been a real struggle. And that's what you see typically in upstate New York. And I'm talking about central New York, not New York City. Right. And so to me, the secret is common sense. I mean, some of these things the Democrats are proposing are just they're just so radical, and they almost have an outer, you know, communist type of feel to them. And I hate to use that word, but the authoritarianism of everything they're trying to do it concerns me. And everything seems to boil down, you know, to race, to gender, to class, instead of about freedom and preserving individual rights and the things that we can all agree on. And I think that's what the problem is. And I, you know, there's simple concepts, but you know, this huge bureaucratic state is actually what caused my election to be so close. I mean, they deliberately created chaos. They made the election system so overburdened. The people in charge at the Board of Elections weren't able to handle the election, which is why it took 101 days to count my votes.
Amazing.
We were registering and vote counting votes in January and February for a race that occurred in November. So one key point in my race is that this judge, who is a Democrat, by the way, an elected Democrat judge, did not stop at some procedural gate in dismissing the case in my case. He said, no, we're going to count every vote. Not only that, we're going to register voters who were not registered because the bureaucracy was too great for them to get their job done. And the resources provided by Governor Cuomo were inadequate for them to get the job done.
Wow.
And we counted every vote. We went in and counted the votes, and I ended up prevailing in that. So that's my message, you know, to go back to the beginning is every vote should count, every legal vote. And we need everyone to feel how great it is to get the opportunity to vote freely. You know, you don't have Vladimir Putin looking over your shoulder and actually the state knowing how you vote. You know, the secrecy of our ballot is really important, too. So I think those are just basic concepts, you know. Common sense, you know, people that show that they're compassionate and they're advocates and they care about our community. I think those are really key elements.
Yeah, in this era, it's easy to draw the contrast. I think you've done a great job in a lot of things that you've been talking about. There's just everyday Americans just want to go about their way, have their freedom, and not have their government get in the way of their life every minute. And I think that common sense theme is going to be all through the next couple of years. Congresswoman, I can't thank you enough for spending the time. We can't wait to get back on the show again. You have so many interesting things going on in Congress and elsewhere, but we really appreciate your time and thank you for all you're doing, particularly to illuminate what's going on at the border. That was an important trip you took.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. And everything you do as a former newspaper owner and someone who wrote, my mission was to be an investigative journalist and provide the truth to my constituents, whether they're regardless of party. And I really right. appreciate what you do because you are bringing investigative journalism back. You're making it great again.
Oh, thank so you. Thank you. You're making me blush now. But as you know, you're only as good as your next story. You got to get right back in the game every day.
Yes.
Well, Congresswoman, we're so grateful. And thank you for all you do. And we'll be sure to get you back on the show soon.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
You too. All right, folks, we're going to go to a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll wrap things up for the day. Hey folks, if you're a homeowner and you're like me, you want to protect your home, right? But when's the last time you checked on the title to your home? If you never have, listen to this. A new report on homeowners shows we all now have $16 trillion in equity. That's an all-time high in America. That's why you need protection from a scam the FBI calls house stealing. That's when the equity in all of our homes is the target, sadly, of scammers. If nobody's watching the title to your home, these scammers can transfer your title to their name, take out loans, and your equity could be gone. Poof, gone. You have to protect your equity from this despicable crime right now with triple lock protection from my good friends at HomeTitleLock.com. The first step is to check on your home's title to see if it's still in your name. Sign up with your address at HomeTitleLock.com and be sure to use the promo code JUSTNEWS. They're going to send you a complete title scan of your home's title and your first 30 days of triple lock home title protection. That's legendary protection, by the way. It's free. HomeTitleLock.com. Use the promo code JUSTNEWS. One more time, go to HomeTitleLock.com today and protect your most important asset, the equity in your home. You know what, folks? Stress may be why you can't lose weight. If you've got moderate to high stress like I do, a doctor-formulated weight loss supplement called Lean could be your solution. Chronic stress wreaks havoc on blood sugar, which can cause your body to store excess fat. Stress can also slow your metabolism, which fuels weight gain, and you know all about stress eating and sugar cravings, right? Now the good news. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to help maintain healthy blood sugar levels, help optimize metabolism, and keep your appetite under control. Now, if your life is a bit stressful like mine and you want to lose weight, add Lean to your healthy diet and exercise lifestyle. Now get 15% off and free shipping at takelean.com. That's takelean.com and enter the promo code JUSTNEWS15. That's the promo code JUSTNEWS15 at takelean.com. One more time, takelean.com. Statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and it's not a substitute or alternative for care from a healthcare provider. All right, folks, welcome back. Yeah, what a great interview. So grateful that the Congresswoman was able to spend that much time with us. Covered a lot of ground in a short period of time. I'm always proud of that. Always love to learn from people who are on the front lines of trying to affect, implement, regulate, oversee federal policy. It's your money. It's your policy because you're the people. And it's great to be able to talk to the intermediaries, the members of Congress, the federal officials, the career civil servants. And I think today we got a taste of that from the Congresswoman. Very thankful for that. Now, before we go, I always like to shout out somebody that sponsors and backs us and remind you of the great services and products they have. And you've probably heard that you shouldn't be eating more seafood, but maybe the seafood counter is intimidating, right? Or you aren't quite sure how to prepare it. That's one of my problems. I don't know how long to cook, sometimes cook fish. That's why you need our good friends at the Wild Alaskan Company. The founder comes from a long line of Alaskan commercial fishermen, and they're experts in getting the highest quality, sustainably sourced seafood right to your plate. Sustainably sourced, high quality seafood. What more could you want? That's what you want. They believe that what you eat matters, and as a member of the Wild Alaskan Company, you'll receive a variety of delicious, perfectly portioned, wild-caught seafood delivered right to your door. I like that. I really do. So you want to check this out. You got a hankering for seafood this weekend. You want to put something on the grill, put it in the pot. It's springtime. Gets me thinking about fishing out in the lake or out in the ocean. Well, we've got a very special opportunity for you. Right now, thanks to our good friends at the Wild Alaskan Company, you can get $15 off your first box of wild-caught seafood when you visit wildalaskancompany.com. That's wildalaskancompany.com/justnews. No the in it, just news. That's wildalaskancompany.com/justnews. You get $15 off your first box. What a great idea. Try it. It's delicious. It's sustainable. It's high quality. It's springtime. You should be grilling out, thinking about a seafood dinner for your family at home, at the dining room table, in the comforts of the great home. And our good friends at the Wild Alaskan Company have got a great deal. They support us. You should support them. Keep them in mind this weekend if you're looking for a unique idea to cook out at your home. All right, folks, that wraps it up for the day. So thankful you joined us. So grateful that we were able to get so much time with the Congresswoman. We'll be back tomorrow with another great guest, more cutting-edge journalism. Stay tuned. And whenever you need a fast news fix, you know where to go, justinnews.com. Tomorrow, here at John Solomon Reports, we'll have some more great guests, more breaking news, more investigative reporting, all the stuff you love. Have a great night. God bless you, and God bless this great country of America, as he always has. Folks, if you owe back taxes, fair warning, you're not going to like this. The IRS is mailing millions of pay-up letters. Millions, I say. Then it's up to the 20,000 new IRS enforcement agents to find you. Why the IRS targets you and not millionaires? Well, because millionaires have tax lawyers. You don't. You'll pay up. Plus interest and penalties. You need Tax Network USA, and you need them now. Tax Network USA has brilliant war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly and in your favor. Like a preferred direct line to the IRS, they know which agents to deal with and who to avoid. It's not all bad news for you because Tax Network USA learned of a special limited time IRS offer. They're willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. So schedule your free confidential consultation to see if you qualify for this limited time IRS penalty canceling offer. To do so, call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000 or visit tnusa.com/justnews. That's tnusa.com/justnews. Folks, everyone knows the next medical crisis is just around the corner. Whether it comes in the form of a pandemic or something much more mundane like a tick bite, you and your family need to be prepared. That's what we learned from this last pandemic, right? That's where the Wellness Company comes in. You know the Wellness Company. We have their great doctors like Dr. Peter McCullough on all the time on our shows. The Wellness Company and their doctors are medical professionals that you can trust, and the new medical emergency kits are the gold standard when it comes to keeping you safe and healthy, and most importantly, prepared. Be ready for anything. This medical emergency kit contains an assortment of life-saving medications, including ivermectin and Z-Pak. The medical emergency kit provides a guidebook to aid in the safe use of all of these life-saving medications, so you know what you're doing. From anthrax to tick bites to COVID and even the bioweapon like the plague, the Wellness Company's medical emergency kit is exactly what you need to have on hand to be prepared. Rest assured knowing that you have emergency antibiotics, antivirals, and antiparasitics on hand to keep you and your family safe from whatever the globalists throw your way. Go to www.twchealth/justnews today in order. That's twc.health/justnews and use the promo code justnews to save 10%.